Breakfast Briefing
with Gallagher, providing business insurance, financial planning solutions and personal insurance nationwide.
And we'll begin with the Irish Times this morning, which has more on the US tariffs and promised tax cuts in the budget may have to be jettisoned if the EU fails to secure a tariff deal with the US. Neil Richmond, the Minister for International Development, has warned that the shock to global trade from US tariffs had left the Irish economy in a tight situation and that October's budget is going to be very different to its predecessors. So that's something to look forward to later in the year. Irish Independent says that the state has spent over €4 million on an IT system that has failed to tackle bogus firms. Companies flouting the law are free to continue operating after the company's registration office conceded it'll be the third quarter of the year before its IT system will be able to perform automated strike-offs. The main picture on the front of the Irish Independent is of Ireland's Eurovision entry Emmy, who will compete in the second semi-final tomorrow. And we're told it was a night of silver parachute pants, heartfelt ballads and catchy earworms in Basel as the Eurovision semi-finals got underway. So the photograph is of Ireland's entry, but Emmy performs in the second semi-final tomorrow, and of course the final is on Saturday. I watched the first hour of the Eurovision last night and then went to bed, and the usual tricks and the usual songs that are absolutely crazy, but I thought it was quite enjoyable. Presenters are a bit stiff is the only thing I'd say, but they might warm up by tomorrow night. Irish Daily Mail: cuts to pay for housing refugees will cost the state more even. So you may be aware that we cut the monthly payment from €800 to €600 in February, and what we are looking at here is that cuts to payments for accommodation for Ukrainian refugees means the state's going to have to pay millions more to house them in hotels, guest houses and B&Bs. So it may not, apparently it's impossible to quantify, but it may not save the state money. It could actually cost the state some money. Irish Examiner on the front page has a photograph, not from Spain, but from Gary Lucas in Cork, of two people, Keith Crowley and Katie O'Donovan, enjoying the weather with their tops off, swimming and playing hurling. And the west of the country may see temperatures reach highs of 24 degrees today, says the Examiner. And it also says that the country is going to bask in sunshine with temperatures up to the mid-20s for the majority of the next fortnight. Really, there's no rain, really, for the next 10 days. There is some talk of some rain later on today in parts of the country. They're talking here about the Munster and possibly Connacht during the afternoon and evening of some rain, but that may not materialise. And for the rest of the country, it just looks like it's sunshine for the next 10 days. Also, the Examiner tells us that a new Garda hub could be opened in the heart of Cork City as councillors are clashing over claims that parts of Cork City have become dangerous no-go areas. The Irish Daily Star: I kissed and held Tina before I buried her. Husband's interview heard in court. The Irish Sun: I buried Tina under stairs to keep her with me. Richard Satchwell said he buried wife Tina under the stairs of their Cork home to keep her with him. A court heard. Her remains were found in a concrete grave in October 2023, over 6 years after he reported her missing. And he told the court, "I didn't want to leave her alone. It's been killing me since I did it." This was the interviews, I should say. He didn't tell the court. These were the guard interviews that he gave, which were played in court. Irish Daily Mirror: Kim, I feared they'd rape and kill me. Amazing to think that some people thought that this was a publicity stunt by the Kardashians, what happened to Kim in Paris, because she gave the details yesterday, and it's frightening stuff. Kim Kardashian said a silent prayer, this is the front of the Mirror, as she thought a group of grandpa robbers would kill her. She took to the witness stand yesterday and she told how the Paris raiders tied her up, taped her mouth and said, "I was certain that was the moment he was going to rape me." And that trial continues in Paris. Inside the papers, we've more examples of what goes on when people sit their driving test. Irish Times tells us a failed driving test applicant began punching walls and kicking doors last year, while another unleashed a volley of abuse at a tester for refusing to conduct an exam in a car that stank of cigarettes. Since the start of last year, we have 85 road incidents involving driving tests, 15 near misses and 38 cases involving abuse of staff. On five occasions, the guards had to be called to driving tests, including a serious incident where two testers received threatening letters at home. Another candidate became verbally abusive after they failed. And then dangerous incidents include a candidate who turned the wrong direction into oncoming traffic. You're certainly not passing your test if you're doing that. In another case, a tester had to intervene after a child was almost run down by someone sitting their driving test. And another staff member complained of a near catastrophic incident of a candidate dangerously turning right in front of an approaching vehicle. Tester had to verbally intervene and shout stop several times. Not for everybody, that job of being a driving tester, I can tell you. Staying on the roads in the Examiner, drivers of Ford Kuga plug-in hybrids here have been warned to continue not charging the battery because of a potential fire risk. However, they are going to roll out a fix in the next 2 weeks, according to Ford. So just be aware, if you have a Ford Kuga plug-in, you still can't plug in the car at the moment, but you might be able to in a couple of weeks. A warning pet owners have been given because of the heatwave in the Star to protect their furry friends from the scorching sun. The Irish Blue Cross has sounded the alarm, urging cat and dog lovers to take extra care, make sure they've plenty of water, but also don't exercise your dogs in the middle of the day, which I'm seeing a lot of at the moment. Far too hot for them, and hot pavements can also be a danger to dogs' paws. Two, finally, depressing one from the Times of London. Fewer children are able to use scissors or grip pencils properly. This is according to a survey of teachers, and there are fears that young people, children, are increasingly struggling to master motor skills. 77% of teachers say they've seen a deterioration in the last 5 years, and this was a survey commissioned by an art class provider, and basically kids can't hold pencils and scissors anymore, but I bet you they can use a tablet and they can use a smartphone. Anyway, those are the stories in the papers.
Breakfast Briefing
with Gallagher, providing business insurance, financial planning solutions and personal insurance nationwide.